Good evening. Here is the news read by Hortensia Ngam. First, the main points. Thousands of candidates of the Francophone subsystem of education begin sitting the Baccalauréat General Examination in centers across the country tomorrow. Mother's Day has been celebrated across the country today with a call on mothers to be exemplary and responsible in their homes. In sports, the University of Yaoundé 2 SUA has bagged its first two medals in athletics at the ongoing All-Varsity Games in Garoua. Those were our top stories, and now the news in detail. Thousands of students of the Francophone subsystem of education begin sitting the Baccalauréat General Examination tomorrow. Their counterparts of the Anglophone subsystem will, for their part, take on the written phase of the General Certificate of Education GCE examination as from Tuesday, May the 28th. On how prepared some of the students are, here is Kelly Eben.
As a student preparing for GCE advanced level, I've been doing my own part of the work by burning the midnight candle, answering GCE questions as many as possible.
From the expressions of the students sitting the ordinary and advanced levels of the Cameroon General Certificate of Education, the GCE in the English subsystem of education, and their peers of the Baccalauréat General in the French subsystem of education, one can assert their readiness to crush the official exams to be written in the weeks ahead.
From August to now, we have been studying consistently with our teachers by finishing our syllables and all our worries we face. I'm very confident in myself for the upcoming exam.
However, others say, although they are upbeat to face the exams, they are anxious over certain subjects in which they still have a few things to grasp.
I face difficulties. I answer all my questions on time. But by the grace of God, I hope all shall be well.
I face challenges with question interpretation. Hopefully for these days that are left, I ought to improve on my weaknesses.
That notwithstanding, the candidates are all optimistic that their hard work will yield good results.
Kelly Eben in that report. The Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, has announced that the first phase of the ongoing infrastructural works at the University of Garoua will be completed by October this year. Professor Jacques Famindongo made the declaration after visiting the site in Jumasi in the company of the university's rector, North Governor, and a host of other personalities. Julius Meba reports from CRTV North.
After giving the kicker of the 24th edition of the ongoing varsity games, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, entered day two of his stay in the North region's capital city, Garoua, with a visit at the construction site of the university campus in Jumasi, where works are seriously ongoing for the construction of 8 administrative blocks and amphitheaters. This includes the construction of 5 faculty blocks for the Faculty of Arts, Faculty of Science, Faculty of Law and Political Sciences, Faculty of Economics and Management, and the Faculty of Arts, Letters and Human Sciences on a surface area of 200 hectares. Highlighting that he has been assured that the first phase of the ongoing construction project at the state's youngest university will be completed by October, Professor Jacques Famindongo urged all those involved to meticulously carry on with the works that will lead to the launching of the second phase.
What I have seen here is very beautiful, and I congratulate all the actors of this presidential achievement, and I am very optimistic for the future of the University of Garoua.
The University of Garoua, that opened up its doors in 2022, 2002 after its creation by a decree from the head of state, and thereafter benefiting a presidential grant of 75 billion CFA francs for the ongoing infrastructural constructions, already has more than 10,000 students registered and also offers specialized courses in sustainable agriculture, disaster management, environmental studies, and archaeology, to name these. Julius Neba, Seri TV News, Garwa.
In other news, the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development has lauded the initiative taken by the Bogo Council in the far north to implement government's low-cost housing scheme. Minister George Elanga Obam was complimenting the officials while inaugurating lodging facilities built by the Bogo Council with the support of FACOM. Ayuk John Ashu reports from Bogo in the far north.
Like other secondary cities, Bogo, situated some 35 kilometers from Marwa, faces the problem of insufficient lodging for state functionaries and other workers. The low-cost housing scheme of the Bogo Council, funded by the Special Council Support Fund for Mutual Assistance, FACOM, with the support of credit from CIE, is therefore a timely response. At the inauguration ceremony, the Director General of FACOM, Philippe Camille Akua, lauded the pioneering step taken by the Bogo Council and promised that 9 other municipalities of the region have been retained for similar schemes. While officially inaugurating the edifice, the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam, who was accompanied by Governor Mijawa Bakari and some members of the elite of the Far North region, described the 20 double apartment municipal lodging as Bogo's march towards emergence in line with the vision of President Paul Biya. Special tribute was paid to the late Lamido Mayor of Bogo, Amadou Ousmanou, initiator of the project, which the incumbent mayor, Amadou Lawan, has undertaken to perpetuate. Bogo, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
Over in the northwest, the director of the Bamenda Regional Hospital, Dr. Denis Nsame, has confirmed that 2 people have died following an explosion in Bamenda on Saturday, May 25th. 39 others have been injured in the blast that occurred at a leisure spot close to the Bamenda Regional Hospital, where 11 victims have been admitted and 28 others treated and discharged. Kilo Valerie Saala reports from Bamenda.
Eyewitness account hold that the bomb blast occurred at about 8 p.m. Saturday night at a crowded leisure spot opposite the maternity gate of the Bamenda Regional Hospital and not far away from a military installation. The director of the Bamenda Regional Hospital, Dr. Denis Same, has confirmed that 2 people have died following the blast and 39 others have been injured.
One actually died on the spot and one of them died in the theater while they were carrying the operation. Most of them had multiple blast injuries, and presently we have 11 admitted in the ward and 18 had minor injuries that were treated and discharged home.
The explosion in Bamenda comes months after the 11th February bomb blast in Kambe, which recent figures of the injured people have now risen to about 80. Improvised explosive devices have become an increasing combat strategy by non-state armed groups in the region who use the deadly device against the military but also civilian target. Recently, security forces, thanks to intelligence from some locals in Bamenda, detected and successfully detonated an explosive device placed between the City Chemist Junction and Commercial Avenue. Defense and security forces have been calling for more of such synergy with the population, who've been encouraged to report any suspicious object for timely intervention. Killer Valerie Salau, CRTV News, Bamenda.
In religion, the Metropolitan Archbishop of Douala, His Grace Samuel Kleda, has exhorted the Christians of the Baturi Diocese in the East region to remain steadfast in preaching the gospel and to multiply their charitable acts. This is during a pontifical mass at the Yawa Lady of Immaculate Conception of Baturi to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the diocese. Tala LT has the details from Baturi in the East region.
The 30th anniversary celebration of the Baturi Diocese was a moment for Christians together with shepherds of God's flock like His Grace Samuel Kleda, Faustin Ambassa and His Lordship Marie Marceline Damien, who have served in the diocese, to take stock of the path covered so far in preaching the Word of God. His Lordship Marie Marceline Damien is Bishop of the Baturi Diocese.
The church has relied on foreign assistance over the past years. Now is the time for Christians to take up responsibility and work to sustain God's work.
His Grace Samuel Kleda, who celebrated the anniversary pontifical mass, first thanked God for the journey covered so far before calling on Christians to throw away their differences and follow Christ.
We want to continue evangelizing so that everyone in this division hears the good news of Christ and also testify of God's goodness.
The SDO for the Kadei Jada Yakuba, who was part of this celebration, said the church in Baturi has over the years been an important partner in the socioeconomic growth of the division, as he went on to cite some achievements in the education and health sectors. Tala LT, CRTV News, Baturi.
In a related development, women of the Christian Women's Association of Église Presbyterienne du Cameroun, BMAC, Emmanuel, have been urged to be responsible in their homes. This was during a church service to commemorate Mother's Day in Cameroon, with a service held in this parish under the theme, A Responsible and Happy Mother. Details with Leslie Magni.
The church service began with heartfelt welcome from Pastor Davin Kota, who spoke about the invaluable role mothers play in nurturing and guiding their families. The church was filled with gratitude as attendees listened to a touching sermon that highlighted the sacrifices, love, and dedication of mothers. Special prayers were offered for mothers, both present and absent, acknowledging their endless contributions and the love they share.
You have to become Christian women. A Christian mother brings the children up by God fearing. She instructs the children. She can enlighten the children through her own behavior. And that is what matters. We are happy of becoming Christian women. Christian mothers enlighten the world.
The atmosphere was both joyful and reflective as many took a moment to remember and honor their own mothers. A highlight of the service was a beautiful choir performance featuring songs dedicated to mothers.
You are listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. Beyond the borders, a UN official says about 670 people are estimated to be buried under a massive landslide in Papua New Guinea. The head of the International Organization for Migration in the country, Sehan Aktoprat, said the impact of Friday's landslide in the isolated Enga province was greater than initially thought. In addition, local residents have been forced to abandon 250 homes in areas not directly affected by the landslide after cracks began to appear in the ground. In sports, the first medals have been awarded at the University Games that is underway in Garoua. The University of Yaoundé 2 SUA today bagged two medals in athletics in the 100 meters and long jump. For more details, here is CRTV Special Envoy to the Games, Wilson Mengole.
The University of Yaoundé 2 SUA have made its intention known barely 24 hours after the official launch of the 24th edition of the University Games in Garoua by the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famendongo. The institution now have 2 gold medals coming from long jump through Tono Ondobo, completing a distance of 5 meters. The other medal came from Gwange Raphael in 100 meters, completing his course in 10 seconds. The University of Yaoundé too, SWA, have as ambition to overpower the 22 participating higher institutions of learning to finish the games on the lock. The Institute of the Gulf of Guinea equally recorded its first medal in gold in athletics through Kole Etemi, completing 100 meters distance in 11 seconds. Wilson Mengole, Victor Bala on special assignment in Garoua.
Before we part company, here is a recap of our top stories. Thousands of candidates of the Francophone subsystem of education begin sitting the Baccalauréat Général examination in centers across the country tomorrow. Mother's Day has been celebrated across the country today with a call on mothers to be exemplary and responsible in their homes. And in sports, the University of Yaoundé 2 SWA has bagged its first 2 medals in athletics at the ongoing All-Varsity Games in Garoua. And that does it for the 10 p.m. news presented by Hortensia Ngam.